When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Make way, everyone. The flying fish leaps out of the water and flaps its little fins that look like wings. They don't actually fly, but it sounds better than leaping fish. These birds of the ocean can reach speeds of 37 miles per hour underwater and can soar through the air between 650 feet to 1,300 feet. They use this technique to outrun or outfly predators by gaining a lot of momentum underwater and preparing themselves at an angle for takeoff. The fish then wiggles its tail rapidly and shoots to the surface. And while in the air, it continues to wiggle its tail to gain extra distance before returning to the ocean. And it's a good thing it did so this time, because a great white shark just popped out of nowhere and is hungry for anything. These beasts can go as fast as 25 miles per hour, even though the average is around 15 miles per hour. They're considered to be the largest predatory fish on the planet and have 300 razor-sharp teeth in multiple rows. They can grow almost as large as a school bus and use their excellent sense of smell to find the closest meal. We can't tell what it was chasing before, but now it smells the flying fish and starts chasing it. The flying fish can definitely outswim the great white, but size-wise, the shark is gaining on the little flying fish. It leaps out of the water and soars through the air, but the shark also leaps out and tries to catch the fish, missing it by a thread. The flying fish manages to escape. Underneath it is an octopus. Yeah, it's right there. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, there we go. Their pigment cells and specialized muscles in their skin can alter and match their surroundings. They change color and can even resemble different textures. These creatures can also go up to 25 miles per hour by using a technique called jet propulsion. They pump in water into their sac and quickly shoot it out through a tube called a siphon. The great white jets past it without noticing it at first, but then it smells the octopus, even though it's camouflaged. The octopus tries to swim away, but given the size of the shark, there's no way it can outswim it. Not even skin changing is working. The only way to escape being a meal is by latching onto the belly of the shark. The great white continues the race with its plus one. The Atlantic bluefin tuna can grow taller than the average human, and it's one of the fastest fish in the world. It sees the great white gaining and torpedoes its way ahead. It can travel as fast as 43 miles per hour by retracting its fins to reduce drag. And out of nowhere, the blue marlin overtakes it and claims the lead. It swims at a whopping 50 miles an hour and isn't even considered to be the biggest among other marlin species. The bluefin tuna just can't keep up. The wahoo swifts by, leaving a trail of bubbles for the tuna. These fish can go up to 48 miles per hour and are even smaller than the marlin and tuna. They have large mouths and snouts as long as their actual head. It catches up with the blue marlin, and now they go head to head with each other. They reach an underwater cave and swim through the rocks and tunnels. They manage to zigzag through it, eventually getting out to the other side. And above them is a humpback whale, cruising at 3 miles per hour. Even though they can shift gears to 17 miles per hour, their pectoral fins alone can grow up to 16 feet in length. All the fish manage to outswim it, including the great white. But the humpback doesn't seem like it wants to be part of the race. These fish seem lost and don't belong in the middle of the ocean. A blue tang and clownfish reside in coral reefs and feed off the environment there. The blue tang is a much faster swimmer, unlike the clownfish, which usually sticks to its anemone home. They swim only as far as 4 inches from their shelter. Gee, I wonder what they're looking for. I guess I need more information. Thanks, folks. I'm here all week. Try the fish. Stingrays can reach 30 miles an hour, on par with an orca. They're head-to-head with each other. And just like great whites, orcas are at the top of the food chain. The stingray is more agile than the orca, so it can wiggle around certain obstacles the orca can't. But no need, since the orca just breaks through all of them and takes the lead. Something huge is looming. No, it's not the great white, nor the humpback whale. It's twice the size of a great white. Cruising at 11 miles per hour, the megalodon arrives to the scene, showing off all those teeth. All the animals swim away in fear. The fastest boat to ever touch the waters was the Spirit of Australia. The people inside notice the Meg and speed away at 317 miles per hour. And right behind them is the Bluebird K7, going at 276 miles an hour. There's no contest here. A seagull can fly at a speed of 17 miles per hour. It notices the flying fish near the surface and tries to swoop in and catch it. The flying fish manages to fly a little higher and lands in a bucket of water on the boat, taking the lead in the race. The seagull sees the megalodon and flies away. Meanwhile, the sailfish is sailing through the ocean at 68 miles per hour, being the fastest fish out there, including the speed in the air. It swifts past all the other fish and takes the lead, even though it's miles away from the boats. It swims past the bluefin tuna and marlin and does circles around the great white. The clownfish and blue tang are still in the middle of the ocean, trying to figure out where to go. Australia is that way, guys. A pilot whale and a barracuda are fin to fin, dodging everything in their way. A pilot whale can hit the 20 mile per hour mark, while the barracuda does 27 miles per hour and grows up to 60 inches long. They catch up with the great white and manage to swim past it. The Meg is gaining on them, but something even bigger is just at the horizon. All the fish can sense it and push even further. A hurricane is gaining momentum and blowing everything out of the water. The winds toss the great white and tuna in front of the boats and take the lead. A hurricane can reach speeds past 200 miles an hour. It starts moving and destroying everything in its way. But the winds give the rest of the marine contenders an extra boost in speed. They're going even faster than before. The Meg takes the lead. The seagull reached the boat and is chilling inside to avoid the storm. Meanwhile, a bunch of sea lions are hanging out by a rock. They see a wave coming and make a break for it. They can travel up to 14 miles per hour and are masters at holding their breath. They have the advantage of a head start. They're a lot faster than emperor penguins, who swim at speeds of up to 5 miles an hour. The Meg and the great white are head-to-head, while the humpback whale is still cruising by. The bluefin tuna and the marlin can't seem to get past each other and might share their position. The stingray lags behind them, but still manages to keep up with the rest. The orca pushes everyone around and tries to be the first. The blue tang and clownfish are out of the race since they weren't really in the race to begin with. The storm blows past everyone and takes the lead. All the animals are disoriented, but continue on with the race. The storm is catching up with the boats that are still harboring the flying fish and the seagull. The bird stands on the tip of the boat and points its beak forward to be the cheating champion. But the storm moves over them and scatters them in all different directions. They're all out of the race. It's hard to tell, but the winner is the great white, and the sailfish comes second. But the octopus had been hanging on to the great white this whole time and just changed back to its original color. Looks like the great white will have to share the pedestal with the octopus. Great race, guys!